Kevin's first and last trip to the zoo. At long last, endless winter gave way to sunshine on a warm springtime day. Little Kevin, hair blonde, eyes blue, begged his mom for a trip to the zoo. "I'm big now, Mom," Kevin implored. "I'll behave all day and not get bored." Kevin's mom paused for a moment to think. "You were booted out of the ice skating rink." "That was ages ago and not quite fair. It was never proven I touched Mindy there." Mom shook her head. She wasn't convinced. She remembered the circus, clutched her forehead, and winced. "Oh, Mom, at the circus I was merely a kid. Besides, I barely recall what you think that I did." "Elephant stampede," Mom replied straight away. "Peanuts, a slingshot, a clown trampled in hay." "I promise you, Mom, this is now, that was then. I've not been to the zoo, and I'm already 10. "All right," Mom relented, but she still had her doubts. "You caused me one fig of trouble, mister. We're on the outs. I'll punish you harshly, like you'll never believe." "Fear not, dear Mom. I have nothing up my sleeve." They arrived at the zoo. Kevin was delighted. Mom even felt good that her boy was excited. An hour flew by as they had such good fun. Mom let her guard down, which she shouldn't have done. She stood in a queue to buy Kev a snow cone for a slice of an instant that left him on his own. By the time Mom had paid and had snow cone in hand, the landscape had changed on a scale that was grand. The giraffes were on fire. The zebras ran free. A monkey waged war from the top of a tree. It swung by its tail while flinging its poo at the crowd down below, who knew not what to do. The kitty train derailed. Peacocks ran amok. Penguins were beating on an innocent duck. Brown bears and lions tore each other to shreds. Snakes crawled on hippos, mercilessly biting their heads. The scene was horrific. The stench even worse. A woman fought parrots by flailing her purse. Evacuation techniques weren't working as planned. Too much staff had been eaten. The zoo was largely unmanned. Mom was swept towards an exit, Kevin nowhere in sight. She felt certain he'd caused this. He'd never been right. Mom ambled through the car park, staring blankly ahead. She worried and wondered if Kevin was dead. She'd wait by the auto for as long as it took to claim Kevin's body. But wait, have a look. Asleep in the car on the seat in the rear was Kevin, curled up, looking really quite dear. Mom drove them home, her mind filled with confusion. She knew, like before, she'd reached no conclusion. Was Kevin to blame, or was it maybe by chance? Was her young son a demon, or was it all happenstance? She'd continue to wonder, but one thing she knew: never again would they go to the zoo.